How's it, guys? It is a beautiful day in Durban. I saw 17 degrees this morning on the weather app and was freezing. So to the Joburgers, it's summertime here in Durban. And to anybody listening right now, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I am. I just like to share a little on a post upload on LinkedIn recently, giving props to welders. And I don't think the industry really gives welders the sort of attention or appreciation that they deserve. Look, let's not take away the fact that most welders have a certain poise to them. You know, they got a bit of swag. And some guys are, to a certain extent, a little bit overbearing. But take that away, you know, there's some genuine artists in the industry. Guys who are really passionate about welding. And I'd like to talk about, for example, a youngster who's recently been, his welds have been amazing. I know him personally, his name is Theo Damon, or Dormans, as we say in the ridge. Lovely youngster, recently welding. I don't think Theo's even welding for a year already, probably a couple of months. And already a true passion for the art, a true passion for the art. And you can see it by his welds. So, Theo, big ups to you, bro. Keep it up, Xavier. Keep humility all the time, Lighty. That's really the whole, that's the be all and end all. In all phases of your life, you gotta be humble regardless of what kind of attention you're getting or not getting. Humility, right? That's the key. And so to the gentlemen out there who have been welding for a long time and who really I really like the stories more than anything else of the guys I'm meeting in engineering and even in construction, specifically the welders. You come across some guys who learned how to weld at home, whose dads were welders, and so the dad had a machine, welding machine at home. Made he probably, if he didn't get the argon torch from one of the companies that he previously worked for, he would have probably bought an argon torch to weld at home. And so you hear stories like that of dads who taught their sons how to weld, and it's so encouraging. And they also hear stories of guys who were in industries far from construction engineering who took quite a fancy to the idea of welding and excelled in it. And then there's obviously a whole lot of guys who just, you know, even the guys who are like lost in life trying to find their way end up in construction as well, because there's no major requirements. Can you do something or not? It's really that simple. And construction makes space for all sorts of characters. It's really beautiful. So to all the welders out there, guys, I big ups to you, eh? Really appreciate you guys. Look at it. If there wasn't guys welding, then it wouldn't be inspectors. And I know there's automatic welding, and I know there's robotic welding, but you can never take away the sort of spirit that somebody's weld carries with it. It's amazing. So guys, thank you so much for your contribution. My name is Owen Francis. I hope you have a fabulous day.